Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. This is going by sort of quick. This is the Tara Show. Good morning, Upstate. And the Ingles Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. On the text line, according to liberal media, Trump is not legitimate president. He and Melania are one. She was not born in USA. When I saw that he and Melania are one, I was just wondering how they posed for those pictures together. I'm sort of wondering what's going on in D.C. right now. This is USA, right? The USA, a country where when mobs of thugs are destroying Minneapolis, Portland, Kenosha, and other cities, the media reacted in horror at the suggestion that a few National Guard troops might return calm for the residents trying to live peacefully in their homes, do business as much as possible in the circumstances, and stay afloat during the pandemic. As Portland's mayor, Ted Wheeler, said when offered federal troops to quell the violence, "This is not the America we want." The very idea was repugnant. But right now, if you look around, you can see pictures in D.C. preparing to inaugurate Biden with 25, 30,000 armed troops parading around, dividing the city into zones, barricading it, and walling it. Do they have Coast Guard ships in the Potomac? This would be, in most cases, this would be chilling. You know, you can look around, there's pictures of masses of armed SWAT guards around Newsom's home in Sacramento. And what are they guarding against exactly? And what don't I know? Because I'm a little worried because this response is so far out of character for our country and so over the top compared to anything that has happened. The incursion into the Capitol was small beer compared to the riots in many other cities all last summer. There's also been virtually no coverage of who was involved in the January 6th events, other than seeing some BLM Antifa types that were indeed involved, and they were freed without bail. Oh, and Ashley Babbitt died, and we saw a cufflink-clad arm that held out a gun and shot her in the throat. Because, you know, giving us information that's accurate about what and who, all of whom have no doubt been identified because of CCTV, that won't fit the narrative of the evil, violent right-wing insurrection the Democrats so carefully constructed, perhaps as an excuse, to mass troops at a wartime level in our capital. Now imagine this. Dig, if you will, this picture. Imagine Trump being inaugurated and arming the city as is currently being done. Imagine how very loudly the media would be screaming about it. There was actually a reason to do that. You know, they were going down the street and just setting vast swaths of D.C. on fire just because it was there. So, How would the Democrat Congress people, would they be freaking out and railing against him? And yet, when this is being done for Biden, all we hear is a resounding silence. Maybe if you've sat through the movie 1984 recently, that grim set piece with John Hurt and Richard Burton, and maybe this bothers me because I'm just one of these normal white bread conservative types, although I actually prefer sourdough. But I'm hearing this big klaxon alarm bell in my head right now. I wonder what's going to happen in 2 days. Besides the fact that they get to have it all. They get to have it all then. What else is going to happen, though? Are we going to see a loss of life, some trigger-happy, nervous troops that they are themselves perhaps unclear as to their purpose or who is in charge? Now, here's what I would say. There's a lot of people out there that have been seeing this thing that has been generated on the internet, and you're hearing all about how they closed down the... I drove past the Capitol early Saturday morning because I go down every Saturday to get my back worked and manipulated. And when I drove by early in the morning, well, you know, at like 8-something, it was not blocked off. When I came back by as I was headed back out of town, they had already put up the barricades and everything else, and they had the guys walking around, and they were, you know, they weren't in a patrol-type setting, but they were wearing the vest and the drop-leg rigs and all the other stuff, and protective masks. I was very interested to see them carrying protective masks, because if you've ever had to wear a protective mask, one of the things you'll notice is that people that have to wear protective masks don't really like protective masks, but they had them. So, if you've seen something about going to a state capitol, which here in South Carolina, you cannot get on the Capitol grounds armed. So, you're breaking the law if you do it. You're breaking the law if you do it. So, you can't go to the state capitol armed to protest. You can't carry in the open in South Carolina. As far as I know, there's going to be some people on the text line, oh, yeah, Bill, you can carry a rifle. Well, I know you can, but the circumstances in which you can legally carry a rifle are so narrow. So, if you've seen that, I mean, the graphic on the thing that I've seen on the internet is straight out of Black Lives Matter. And don't go. And don't worry about false flags and martial law and everything. The best way to short circuit this is to simply not participate in it and let them stand there and look around. What they're doing is they're trying to create a narrative that you and I are just so unstable, we can't help ourselves. And we're just going to attack on sight. Unless they have a good production crew in place. They're not going to get that. Not going to get that, Joe. Sorry, not going to get that. Who's ready for higher gas prices? That when we get back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Ingles Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I sure have hated the cheap gasoline, haven't you? I have hated the cheap gasoline. I've hated the inexpensive power bills and all the other stuff. And, well, I don't have to worry about that because here comes the Biden administration. And he's gotten word out that he intends to use his pen and phone to cut dead the Keystone XL pipeline, kicking off his presidency by annoying Canada. According to CBC Canada, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has indicated plans to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline permit via executive action on his first day in office, sources confirmed to CBC News on Sunday. A purported briefing note from the Biden transition team mentioned the plan was widely circulated over the weekend after being shared by the incoming president's team with U.S. stakeholders. The words rescind Keystone XL pipeline permit appear on a list of executive actions, supposedly scheduled for day one. The list shown to stakeholders is a lengthier version of a list already reported in the media based on a memo released publicly over the weekend by Biden's chief of staff, Ronald Klain. That publicly reported memo that from Klain did not mention Keystone XL, but it cautioned that the memo was not a complete list of planned actions. Nice detail there about Biden omitting that planned executive action in the publicly circulated memo. Apparently, he didn't want the adoring media or the Americans set to lose their jobs or the Canadians to see it right away. So, the Canadians, they've gotten wind of it. Their not-so-adoring press has printed it, and they are enraged. From at Robert Madden, I guess, on Twitter. Joe Biden plans to kill at Keystone to next pipeline through an executive order the day he takes office. He also says, a Canadian official tells me scrapping Keystone project is a punch in the face to Canada, adding PM Trudeau raised the issue on his congratulatory call with Biden, who said they would discuss further after inauguration. So, after spending $1.5 billion to develop the pipeline, which runs through Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Nebraska, according to the Canadian CBC map, Canadians are now threatening lawsuits. Well, yeah. And we get this from CBC. On Sunday, Alberta Premier Jason Kenney said in a statement posted to social media that he's deeply concerned that Biden may repeal the pipeline's presidential permit. He said doing so would kill jobs on both sides of the border, weaken the critically important Canada-U.S. relationship, and undermine U.S. national security by making the United States more dependent on OPEC oil imports in the future. Kenney said, should the U.S. repeal the permit, Alberta will work with TC Energy to use all legal avenues available to protect its interest in the project. This isn't new. We've already gotten this coming out of Canada's Global News. Billions of dollars in lawsuits will likely result if Joe Biden is elected U.S. president this November and carries out a threat to cancel the presidential permit allowing operation of the Keystone XL pipeline. The promised action by the leading U.S. Democratic Party candidate, confirmed by his campaign office on Monday, would also deprive U.S. Gulf Coast refineries of a fresh supply of vital Canadian heavy oil, leaving them dependent on imports from countries like Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. Well, that's a heck of a sorry picture, isn't it? Heck of a one. Heck of a sorry picture. Alienating Canada in order to make America more oil dependent on Venezuela and Saudi Arabia. Isn't that a great trade-off? What a priority. What diplomacy. And wasn't part of the campaign of the Biden side, weren't they out there saying, they laugh at America. We have to get back on the world stage. Well, how's this working? What kind of friends punch their other friends in the face? Now, Biden is, of course, doing this because he means to put his campaign donors in the billionaire green lobby first. And it gets worse. American jobs will be lost. 42,000 of them, direct and indirect, of the project, according to CNN Business, of all places. And, all you got to do, like some of you may be doing this right now. I remember when I was on a route that I used to listen to talk radio all the time. Whenever a new business comes in, all of the supporting businesses around there, straight down to the guy who stocks the cracker machine, their business goes up. The people that send the boxes for the shipping, the people that ship the boxes to the place on freight, on trucks, all that stuff, it becomes this symphony of capitalism. And when you take the hub out of the wheel, the spokes have nowhere to go, and they just fall by the wayside, and the wheel stops spinning. So way to go, Joe. Alienating the Canadians already and not even sworn in as the president. As former all-purpose swamp thing Bob Gates has observed, Joe Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. So much for those 47 years of experience. He's already, prior to this, he annoyed Mexico, he's annoyed Brazil. Now he's annoying Canada. Things are starting to look sort of bad on our hemisphere, isn't it? It's beginning to concern me. It should concern you, too. If it doesn't concern you, I don't know what you're looking at. But I know what I've been looking at. I've been looking at some... I get a text. Cracker machine sounds racist to me. Okay. I don't know what that means. Maybe am I the cracker machine, perhaps? Biden, Biden used to hang out with Robert Byrd. He's sort of a racist. Is that who you're talking about? Yeah, I'm tired of all the winning. Come on, Joe Biden, and let's just slam this United States once and for all. Let's just get that done, shall we? Let's see how many people, this is the most, the world is inverted to me. If Andrew Cuomo can get an Emmy for his policy in New York concerning COVID, the world is definitely upside down. When we get back, we're going to hear about this white supremacy lie. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Ingles Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Right now, the left is blaming Trump for the chaos that we're seeing right now. And there's some people who don't really strongly support Trump who wonder if they have a point, the leftists, you know. But they don't. This is, you know, what's happened today in the United States is like a back injury. Back injuries are always a culmination of things. And so is this. And we have a culmination of more than 50 years of leftist attacks on the American social and political fabric. Public schools pump out millions of inculcated teens every year, and universities graduate millions of brainwashed young adults every year. And in time, they've taken their places in society and the workforce. And as a result, the leftists now control the tools of culture, the media, the entertainment, big tech, sports, academia. The icing on the cake is 25 million and growing illegal immigrants, creating a whole new constituency of soon-to-be citizens. And likewise, when thinking about the levers of government, consider the almost all of the 22 million people employed by federal, state, and local government in the United States, most of them all Democrat voters. So, here's the thing. What's happening now was inevitable. The process has been going on for more than 50 years. We're now experiencing the inevitable outcome. All these forces were hurtling forward way before Trump stepped up. Search engine is called Brave. And the Democrats, they play to win. They're ruthless. They take no prisoners. The end justifies the means. They go for the win. They play the long game. They're far more committed to their cause than the Republicans. And they have proven far smarter and clever and more effective than the Republicans. Basically in every way. Republicans are out there too much, wanting to, propose a toast and let's be polite and all this other stuff. We've witnessed American culture collapse before our very eyes. Politics is always downstream from culture, and the leftists have targeted and overtaken the culture in nearly every way. Culture has unraveled so much that the Democrats have become like sharks in the water looking for blood, And they're frenzied because they sense the prey is wounded, bleeding out, and the kill and the feast is in the offing. The petty election fraud Democrats perpetuated for Democrats grew ever bolder, was tested and retried again and again, until this November's election when they took off the shackles. If I were, for example, if I were Bernie Sanders, I'd be out there going, so I didn't really lose. I can't do good Bernie Sanders. But how does a guy that is supposedly the epitome of the progressive movement, how is it that he can't beat Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden? Because they haven't just used it on the Republicans. So at this point, free and fair elections could be a thing of the past, if we allow it to be. The Democrats are bold, brazen. The good guys who, you know, quite honestly, I gotta question out loud, is how good are the good guys? The good guys, they're not in it to win it at any cost. And for their part, the Republicans have accepted and rolled over for or embraced every leftist initiative in the past 50 years. Most are rhinos, people who go along to get along, self-interested more than representatives of their constituents, afraid of their own shadows, polite. They lift their pinky as they sip their tea, saying just the right things at fundraisers, in interviews, and at cocktail parties, committed to the Queen's rules of etiquette and Robert's rules of order. In short, they're sad, they're pathetic, they're uncommitted, they're effeminate, they're cowardly. And none of the bad guys have these qualities, by the way. Even Nancy Pelosi is not that. She's not effeminate. And to compound the problem, conservative voters and other sane people, well, they have this thing called life that gets in the way. You know, we're trying to run our lives, and we elect these guys to be our representatives. And then as soon as we look away, they become like mischievous little boys. And it becomes very convenient for us to keep our heads down and, you know, be less than willing to engage in the unpleasantness of the culture war, which is foisted upon you right now. And as understandable as this may or may not be, we have collectively doomed our children and grandchildren to the rule of ruthless, corrupt people with no respect for individual rights, infatuation with socialism, and disdain for the American idea. And if you're looking for another shovel of dirt on the grave, I have one for you. The growing presence in America of Muslims who embrace Sharia over Western values and Constitution. If you think this is okay, all part of American pluralism, see a Europe, take a look there, and tell me how you feel later. Now, sticking with religion, I hope that the patriotic Christians rally, defy the, you know, Democrats' continuing attacks, strengthen their faith in America along with their religion. Right now, you, me, we're groping for rays of light. I've come up with a few, but it feels more like consolation than a possibility for a comeback. Right now, it is easier to understand how we got into this mess than how we're going to get out of it. But then I remember one thing, and I keep saying this over and over and over and over and over. These politicians are not America. They're not America. You're America. And I'm not willing to bet against you. I'm willing to bet on your side. I'm willing to bet that the American idea itself is something worth betting on. Now, I could sit back. I could sit back and I could go the whole, you know, the whole religious route, and I could say it's all in God's hands now. Well, I don't believe that. I believe it's in our hands. There's been some mistakes made. It's going to take a little bit of time to get out of this. It took a long time to get to it. So, I don't know what the solution is. But by the same token, I simply cannot believe that America is over. So, what do you believe? What do you think? Some of you think it's over. I have no doubt about it. You think it's over. Some of you think there's all kinds of chances. Some of you are expecting some things to happen, which I don't honestly expect to happen. But we don't, just because we disagree on all of these things doesn't mean we can't go forward facing the same direction. That's the thing. Facing the same direction. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. The Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I did put out a question to you, and if you'd like to call and ask, you know, talk about this now, later on today, do you think it's over? Do you think that's over? This country, this republic of ours. I'm curious about that. So, anyway, I'm curious about that one. Now, this violence that we're hearing about from the media talking heads and the Congress critters clutching their pearls and denouncing the violence, you know, you see the congressmen and women putting on the big gas bubbles and fleeing through underground tunnels. Well, can you imagine? Harump, harump, the outrage of all of this. The attack sent our little leaders scurrying to their bunker. And if you voted for Trump, that means me, you, anybody else that voted for Trump, we're now demonized. They want post-9/11 surveillance methods to be used on domestic terrorists. That's what you and I are. Summer's riots, which claimed 30-plus lives and cost $1 billion in property damage, have been forgotten since the election, down the memory hole. Joe Biden and the establishment, which has cemented, the power is consolidated now. Consolidated. They want Trump gone. And all the while they're telling you that you are a domestic terrorist and we're going to surveil you and you shouldn't be allowed to speak and this, that, and the other, but we want unity. Time for unity. Unity and healing. In the D.C. machine, the attitude is one of victory. Events on January 6th successfully purged the Republican Party and American politics of Donald Trump. But have they? The riot at the Capitol was a sign of something far more troubling than angry voters expressing their contempt for legitimate election results. It was evidence of a complete loss of faith in the institutions. And I can tell you from my experience, if you're a leader without followers, well, things are really messed up. It's really messed up if you're a leader of no one. Now, the left gave up on the system long ago. The constant calls for socialism, the anarchy in the streets, the defund the police movement. These are demands from people who have given up on the traditional way of politics. Republicans long defended the institutions from these narratives, and the leftist proposals were perceived as a vicious attack on the core of Americanism. Dismantling the system would result in pure chaos and the perfect conditions for malignant actors to seize power. It would be much better to fill these institutions with politicians who defend them. But now the question becomes this. Have we lost the power to put people in these institutions? What happens when the vote becomes a symbol? That's what the left believes happened in 2016. And now the right in 2020. The vote is meant merely to placate the people into believing that government works, like the hush puppies I talked about a couple of weeks back. Meanwhile, elected officials carry on, keeping corporate donors and D.C. pundits happy, largely ignoring the reality that exists outside of Capitol Hill. And nothing can stop them except, and this is the problem. This is the problem they don't see. The only time they stop doing this is when a bunch of yahoos attack, or not even attack, attack's the wrong word. They walk into the Capitol. And then they put the bubbles on their heads and they scurry away. And they forget to do all this other stuff they were doing. This is the systemic failure of the two-party system and all three branches of government. That's in play right now. That's ongoing. And this election convinced the citizens who still had faith in the American system that voting doesn't really mean anything. The establishment is always going to win. America is neither a democracy nor a representative republic and hasn't been. Those who burst into the congressional chambers didn't do so because they sincerely believe in the politicians who inhabit them. And Trump, no matter what they do to him, no matter what they say about him, his mission is accomplished. It is, the swamp is revealed. We can see the brackish water all over the place. So, he played a crucial role in unveiling this, and despite his flaws, he revealed this swamp. His anti-war, anti-establishment policies preserved the Tea Party's shaken faith, temporarily stopping the gradual radicalization. But it was always temporary. It was always going to be temporary. We cannot put one person up there and expect him to do what we need done. Just shouldn't be done. D.C. is no longer full of Democrats and Republicans engaging in debate on behalf of their constituents. They forgot that you are a constituent. The Capitol has emerged as a uniparty, neither left nor right, but very corrupt. And the uniparty succeeded in establishing an international war empire that George III would have drooled over. The leaders, in a soft way, have the same tyrannical qualities that Washington Adams fought against. They engage in policy not for the betterment of you, but to line their bank accounts. And their obsession with exporting democracy has little to do with domestic value and everything to do with buying their next summer home. Now, correctly, the far-left socialists correctly identify those issues, seeing them before many on the right did, and still the leftist solutions are unreasonable and likely to lead to America's demise. Abolishing private property, defunding the police, amnesty, no borders, those are never going to be winning ideas. And there is no clear remedy. But there is a remedy out there. Let's go to the next hour. This is 106.3 WORD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.